This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Top diplomats from the Group of Seven leading industrial democracies have announced a unified stance on the Israel-Hamas war after intensive meetings in Tokyo condemning Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, supporting Israel's right to self-defense and calling for, quote, humanitarian pauses to get aid to desperate civilians in Gaza. In a statement, the nation sought to balance condemnation of Hamas's attacks against Israel and a push for, quote, urgent action to help civilians in Gaza left without food, water, medical care, and shelter. The ministers emphasized that they, quote, support humanitarian pauses to facilitate urgently needed assistance, civilian movement, and release of hostages. Gaza City residents escaping on Tuesday said they passed Israeli tanks in position to storm the city after Israel gave civilians still trapped inside a four-hour window to leave. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Volker Turk, the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner, said on Tuesday that he is extremely worried about the situation in Gaza.
And it is really important that a solution is found to end the violence and to get out of this horrible, horrible humanitarian and human rights situation for what's happening in Gaza.
Both Israel and Hamas have rebuffed calls for a halt in fighting. Israel says hostages should be freed first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while Gaza is attacked.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a minibus explosion in the Afghan capital that killed at least seven people. The Sunni militant group said its members detonated an explosive device on the bus carrying Shiite Muslims late on Tuesday. 20 others were wounded in the attack in Kabul's western Shiite neighborhood of Dazi Barchi. That's according to a police spokesman. The bombing was the second attack to have struck the area in as many weeks. This is VOA News. Thousands of Palestinians are fleeing south on foot with only what they can carry after running out of food and water in the north. Israel says troops are battling Hamas militants deep inside Gaza City. Over 70% of Gaza's population of 2.3 million have already fled their homes, but the growing numbers making their way south point to an increasingly desperate situation in and around Gaza's largest city, which has come under heavy Israeli bombardment in recent days. A man with a gun had been arrested in a park near the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
U.S. Capitol Police say a man armed with a long gun was in a park outside Senate office buildings and across from Washington's Union Station. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says the man was walking slowly with the weapon pointed down, but refused responding officers' orders to drop the weapon.
The officers came up behind him. One officer who had a taser tasered him in the back. He fell forward onto his gun. At that point, the officers took him into custody.
The gun appeared to be an AR-15-style semi-automatic. Manger says the suspect has a history of mental health challenges. The arrest came on the same day the Supreme Court heard arguments on a gun safety law. Norman Hall, Washington.
Portugal's Prime Minister Antonio Costa resigned on Tuesday amid an investigation into alleged corruption in his administration's handling of lithium mining and hydrogen projects. Ryan Chang reports from Reuters.
It was part of a wider corruption probe, with Costa's majority socialist administration accused of improperly handling lithium mining and hydrogen projects. Prosecutors say Costa is the target of a related investigation. He told reporters Tuesday his conscience was clear, but that he would not stand as a candidate for a fourth time as premier.
The dignity of the tasks of a prime minister are not compatible with any suspicion about integrity, good behavior, and even less to any kind of criminal act.
Costa's chief of staff, Vitor Escoria, was among five people detained by police, and infrastructure minister João Galamba was named a formal suspect. Portugal is Europe's biggest producer of lithium, and the probe targeted two lithium exploration concessions in northern Portugal.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. In the Mediterranean's olive-growing countries, the extreme weather caused by climate change is taking a toll. Drought in Spain, among other factors, have taken a big toll on production of olive oil. And with prices soaring, that sparked a rise in thievery that can include cutting down entire trees that have been around for a century or more. In Italy's southern Puglia region, growers are pleading with police to form an agriculture division. Greek farmers want to bring back a rural police division that was phased out in 2010. In Spain, a company has developed tracking devices that look like olives to try and catch thieves. For additional stories, visit voanews.com.